This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Low employee engagement is a leadership communication failure. When employees check out, leaders need to check themselves. What happened? Gallup's latest research reveals that employee engagement across the workforce has dropped to troublingly low levels, with most workers reporting they feel disconnected from their work and their organizations. The data points directly at leadership as the root cause. This is not a morale problem or a compensation problem. It is a communication problem wearing a management costume. The communication angle. Here is the real question this data raises. If your team is disengaged, what are you actually saying to them every day? Most leaders think engagement is about ping-pong tables and flexible Fridays. Wrong. Engagement lives or dies in the daily verbal exchanges between a manager and their team. The Gallup numbers are not a survey result. They are a transcript of every rushed one-on-one, every vague piece of feedback, and every town hall where leadership spoke for 40 minutes and said nothing concrete. The core failure here is directional communication. Leaders are talking, but they are not telling people where they are going, why it matters, and what role each person plays in getting there. That is not inspiration. That is noise. When people cannot connect their daily work to a visible outcome, they stop caring. Not because they are lazy. Because the human brain requires meaning to sustain effort. Leaders who skip that connection are not just being vague. They are actively creating disengagement. There is also a feedback problem buried in this data. Most managers give feedback in one of two useless modes. They either say nothing until something goes wrong, or they offer praise so generic it means nothing. Good job on that presentation tells someone absolutely nothing they can use. Compare that to the way you handled the client's objection in the third slide was sharp. Do that every time. One of those sentences builds a person. The other is filler. The fix is not complicated, but it requires discipline. Leaders need to build three communication habits. Clear direction setting here is where we are going and why. Specific feedback here is exactly what you did and what it produced, and regular two-way check-ins where the leader asks real questions and then stops talking. Not how is everything going? Ask, what is one thing I'm doing that is making your job harder? That question alone will unlock more honest, useful information than any engagement survey ever will. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on purposeful messaging gives you a framework for building what I call the direction feedback loop, a repeatable communication rhythm that keeps teams aligned and invested without requiring a single motivational speech or corporate retreat. The skill is not charisma, it is precision. The takeaway. Before your next team meeting, write down one sentence that answers this. We are doing this work because it will produce this specific result. Then say that sentence out loud at the start of the meeting. Not as a mission statement, as a direct, factual connection between today's work and a real outcome. Do this every single meeting for 2 weeks and watch what changes. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.